So in this scene, Kira is on the ground in Venezuela, and she's had to try and penetrate a facility where the Iranians and Venezuelans have smuggled the cargo in, and they're trying to figure out what the cargo is. And unfortunately, the local security forces have figured out that there's somebody in the building, and they're closing in on her, trying to catch her. And it's looking like they're gonna get her, okay? And she thinks she's alone, that there's no help coming. The first bullets hit the ground to her left, and she heard some ricochet off bricks and metal. She turned right and sprinted to put the shack between her and the soldiers. A few more rounds hit the building as she threw herself behind it. The adrenaline was making it hard to think now and to keep her hand steady. The jeeps were close now, less than 50 yards away. She could hear the engines growling as they approached, at least two of them. She looked around the corner, saw them approaching the security hub, four men in each jeep. She saw her inverted T-cut in the fence, and it was 10 feet away. She was out of time. The soldiers were too close now. Kira would never make it through. She had three clips for the Glock, 17 9mm rounds each, with one in the chamber, 52 shots. Dozens of soldiers were on foot running to this position. The men in the jeeps were yelling into their radios, calling for dozens more, all with automatic weapons, thousands of rounds. She wouldn't even be able to stop them from flanking her on either side. Her mind went suddenly clear again, and she felt a peaceful calm settle over her. She closed her eyes, then set the Glock on the ground and prepared to step out from behind the shack, arms raised. Kira's head jerked as she heard the supersonic crack of the 50mm round as it hit the lead jeep in the grill 6 inches above the bumper. The monstrous round tore a hole in the metal, and steam and fluids blew out of the engine in a violent gush. The bullets ripped into the engine itself, cracking the block and throwing shrapnel in every direction under the hood. Only then did Kira hear the deep boom of the gunshot as the sound wave finally caught up to the supersonic slug. The driver, blinded by the steam, stomped the brake pedal into the floor, and the jeep's last act was to crash to a halt. The second 50mm hit the trailing jeep a few inches below the line where the hood met the grill, killing it as dead as its brother, and Kira heard the gunshot a moment later. Two more rounds hit the vehicle in quick succession. The passengers got the message, threw themselves out of the vehicle onto the ground, and stumbled for cover in any direction they could find it. The other Sabine officers all did the same, and Kira heard the first yells of Francotirador, sniper. Arrowhead, this is Sherlock, Kira heard over her headset. Fall back, I'll keep your friends occupied. Another bullet hit the lamppost light to make the point, sending sparks and shattered glass into the grass below. It was John's voice. Kira grabbed her Glock off the ground and sprinted for the cut in the fence. CIA Director's Conference Room. The room exploded in cheers, and Cook saw Drescher smiling, the first time she could ever recall the man looking pleased with anything. Do we have clearance to fire on the Venezuelans on this op? He asked. No, Cook admitted, but I'll deal with the President if he has a problem with it. He will, Drescher said. Sherlock, this is Quiver. Don't kill anyone if you can avoid it. Quiver, Sherlock, wasn't planning on it. Please don't tell the bad guys. We're the ones who broke into their facility. I think that makes us the bad guys, Marissa said. Fine by me. Bad guys don't have to feel guilty about property damage. John pulled the trigger on the large rifle and sent another slug downrange. He was lying prone, the Barrett sticking out from under the crude woven roof of Kira's shelter that she had lashed together. He kept his eye on the scope and swept the optic over the fence line. Kira had pulled herself through the fence and was dragging herself to her feet now. Another Sabine soldier slung his rifle over the tail end of his murdered jeep, trying to line up on the running girl. John pulled his own trigger, smooth but quick, and the Barrett yelled at the soldier in the valley below, tearing another hole in the jeep's hood. The Venezuelan leaped back, throwing himself onto his back, wetting himself as he did. He scrambled behind the jeep, out of John's line of sight.